That sets in motion the largest covert action program since the height of the Cold War, and many people inside the agency will say it's even larger than that.
Now, basically in a nanosecond, we're going from where we were staked to the ground like a junkyard dog, you can report but you can't do anything, to new authorities, new rules of engagement, lots of funding to support this. This is a whole new ball game.
Within 2 weeks in Afghanistan, the first phase of Greystone began.
My team, there were seven officers, including myself and three aircrew, flew in on the 26th of September. And when I began to distribute money, $200,000 here, $250,000 for this, I think the Afghans were convinced that we were sincere.
The action was planned to be classic CIA. It's going to be a multi-pronged threat attack where we work with locals, minimize the American footprint.
CIA officers, of course, in Afghanistan, for the first time since World War II, are involved in battlefields and combat operations, doing things that we hadn't done in 60 years. So I think it's kind of a shock to the military.
The CIA went in right off the bat, hooked up with the Northern Alliance, and it was really quite remarkable what they accomplished with so few people on the ground.
It didn't take long for the Taliban to fall. The CIA had demonstrated it could fight effectively in the shadows.
We like the survivors of 9/11 to know that those of us in the business consider it the CIA's finest hour. We went in to kick ass, and we did.